I started buying and selling Chinese motorbikes out the side of a hotel. My name grew for two reasons. One was because I was good at test driving motorbikes, and two was because I was willing to spend money fixing them. We no longer provide Chinese motorbikes, and instead, I try to educate the traveler away from them. For travelers looking at Chinese motorbikes, you should question why Tigit no longer provides them. Today, I spend my time creating IT systems to try and create a service that obviously makes money, but also has the finances available to keep the fleet of motorbikes in tip-top condition. Tigit is not a backstreet shop trying to save every penny on maintenance. I feel embarrassed when a client finds a problem that our mechanics missed. I've also tried to create a framework that allows for flexible holidays and unknowns, with refund policies for early returns and prices that get cheaper with long durations. At our peak, we had 450 motorbikes rotating around Vietnam. With this comes sophisticated fleet management software to predict the slots available for bookings. We basically never miss bookings, and I feel it is important that the bike a client books is in the right place, at the right time, and in the right condition. The final element of Tigit that sets us apart from other companies is simply economies of scale. We have contacts countrywide to deal with any problems a tourist can throw at us. Basically, there is nothing we haven't seen before. From crashes in remote locations that need a lot of support, to bikes dropped in rivers, it is just normal and routine for Tigit.